Well, good day to you. Good morning starts good day. I don't know what it says there, but welcome to Mondays with Bev and Paul. And it's the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi, everybody. My name is Paul.
Hi, this is Bev. Good morning.
And guess what?
We're together again.
Is there a song that
There is. Together again.
Sing it.
No.
Oh, come on. She's actually quite good a singer.
I've had my moments, not today.
hey, everybody. Welcome to, April 15th, 2024. If you live in the United States, then you understand it's tax day. Uncle Sam's out there holding his hand out for you.
Right.
Maybe we'll have his two fingers out there for us.
Oh, that would be good.
Tax
come
day.
On.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about, we also have another special part of today. And we are having our first in-person staff meeting right here at 5634 East Pima Street, Tucson, Arizona, International Headquarters for BioTouch Healing.
Yes.
And we have some staff members that we'd like to honor today.
We do, don't we? And this is what we say, the first time in person for 5 years.
Since 2019. Yeah, before the pandemic. That
wow.
came, the place crashed,
yep.
We closed. It's
oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
We made it. We were closed for a year.
I know, isn't that crazy?
And
wow.
We still made it. We are still on the upswing of working with people now, but we've learned a lot in all these years about how to really get BioTouch out to the masses of people through virtual training.
Yeah.
So you're not required to live here in Tucson to learn BioTouch or to receive BioTouch.
Yeah.
Why is that? How could people receive BioTouch if they don't live in Tucson?
Oh, well, there's a couple of ways now, don't you think?
Yes.
Huh? Yes.
Get somebody next to
yes.
you to do it.
Well, yeah, and if you can't do that, well, do the next best thing.
Right. So, what is that? Oh, do the points on yourself while you're thinking of something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it still puts you, you're still thinking of another person. So it still puts you in a relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
BioTouch is about relationship.
Yeah.
And so those of us who live here in Tucson or surrounding area, we have people come from Sierra Vista, from Oro Valley, Sayrita. And we want to honor the few people that have still hung in there and
yep.
talk a little bit about them, how long they've been certified for.
Yeah.
And so that's Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce has been a certified practitioner since 2011.
11.
Yeah, he's actually one of the... it's going a little fast here. That's Bettina. Let's go back one here. There's Anne.
Anne
has been with us since she got certified in 2015.
15. And let's mention that Anne is on the board.
Yes, she's
yes.
on the board with us here in Tucson.
Yes.
She works here on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's move on to the next one. That's Bettina.
Bettina
has been with us since 2015. One of the reasons we're having this meeting is because she really wanted one. But lo and behold, she's on her way to visit her daughter in California to take care of. She's
we
a mother
love you,
first.
Bettina. Yep, you're a mom
she
first.
She loves volunteering, but boy, when the daughter calls,
but
mom
you know,
goes.
You know what she does? She does BioTouch with her
yes.
daughter all the time.
So she's
yes.
still going to volunteer even though
right.
she's going to be out there in
La La Land.
La La Land, right. Yeah, La La Land, right.
Yeah.
So thank you, Bettina, for all your dedicated service.
Yes.
She works on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have... who's that?
I don't know. She looks kind of familiar.
And Beth has been with us since 2007. She's the second oldest staff member. Oldest isn't... Well, she's the oldest staff member. No. Not as old as Bettina.
Right. We're close in age, though.
Right.
Yeah. I'll run her up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love this old lady sitting next to me. So... And then we move on to, let's see, who's next? Connie.
Connie
is
yeah.
one of our newest ones. She was 2024.
Yes.
Just the beginning
January,
of this year.
I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's jumped right in
oh.
to help us out here.
Amazing.
And she drives a long way to get here, too.
She does.
As does Eileen.
Eileen
comes from the other end of the planet.
Yeah, I know.
Eileen has been with us since 2019.
Yeah.
And she's also moved into being an instructor.
Yes, she has.
And has her own business, BioTouch in Dove Mountain.
Which we will talk about in a little bit.
Yeah. So we honor her. And then we have Lena. Lena lives real close by here, and she was 2022.
Great.
And she covers a few times here at the center when she can.
Yep.
And then we move on to Lorraine. Lorraine is just this year, and she covers when she can. Love that picture of Lorraine.
I know.
Yeah, it's an awesome little picture. And she made, she actually made that.
I was just going to say, so for those of you who are in Tucson, who've seen that huge dream catcher, my goodness, she was looking for a place.
Yes.
My gosh, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And there, and she, but it was, that was her creative.
And we might use that dream catcher again. We used to put people in the middle of it. So we might try that again. Thank you, Lorraine.
I think that's, oh, looky there. Oh my gosh. This guy has been on the staff for what?
Let's see. I think he started in 1989.
And he's still here.
He's still here. He had a little more hair back then.
Yes, but.
Yeah, here we go.
We love you.
And then we have Suzanne. She is our Wyoming certified practitioner. She spends her winters down here. She'll be leaving in a couple of months.
Oh, we'll miss her so much.
Yes.
She steps up. Boy.
She does step it up. And let's see how long she's been. Oh, I don't have her on the list here.
Well.
But it's been at least
four 20,
years.
Yeah. 2020. I think so.
Yeah. 2020. Yep. And we look forward every time she comes into town. And she goes to Wyoming and teaches up there.
I know.
Shares
I
it with the community
her.
Up there. So those are our staff members as of today.
Yep.
So none of those people, and never ever have any of us ever been paid if you work here at the center.
Right.
I've never been paid. Bev doesn't get paid to be the president of the board. So all of those people have dedicated their time and their energy without getting paid.
Yeah.
And people always say, oh, well, how can you depend on volunteers? Well, you know something? We depend on these folks.
We have
and
been
they
able
show up.
To do that.
Yep. They show up. If nobody's here, they're helping keep the center clean. You know, it's just amazing the time, the energy, and the thought.
Yep.
They come here and they put a thought into being here.
Absolutely. And sharing the gift of BioTouch and sharing themselves, right? Because they're the other part of that relationship here.
And without them, there'd be this, no opportunity here. And we see probably, anywhere from 70 to 80 sessions a week with the small group that we have now.
Right.
We're still open 5 days a week, sometimes just the morning, sometimes the afternoon. If you live here in Tucson, give us a call. There it is up on the screen, 520-323-7951. And if you're traveling through town, give us a call. Contact us, office at justtouch.com. So that's here in Tucson and the Tucson area.
Right.
But, you know, it doesn't stop there. So we have what we call ambassadors or the other volunteers around the world doing it.
We do.
And I was just had a question about, well, can practitioners charge now?
Oh, that's an interesting question, isn't it? Yeah. Can I say that these volunteers that we are honoring, just to give you an example, in order for them to even be able to volunteer on the staff here, what have they had to go through?
Right.
It's not just, oh, you just say, I want to do it. They've had to go through explicit trainings, intern hours, hands-on practice to even be on the staff. So these are certified practitioners who have earned the right to, you know, be here and to offer BioTouch to the public.
Right, and to represent the principles of BioTouch Healing and the foundation.
And the foundation, that's right.
You know, and it does take a lot of training, and there's this whole little, you know, people think, oh, well, we're just easy, we work on donation only, but, you know, we have quite a structure here, and everybody honors it.
And that's a really good point, and the thing about it is, we do that, there's a sign in our lobby, in our center here, that basically says, we think that everybody's entitled to be healthy and happy, right? And how can you charge for that? So we want to be a participant in that, even if it's a local, this small center locally, however we have a global presence, big time. But, you know, we're just trying to do our part to are part with giving that heart called BioTouch to people who need it. You know, it's just a gift that we can give.
And the center has stayed open. The foundation has been in existence since 1990 with donations, basically. I mean, we sell our classes still at a minimal price. I don't think we've raised a price since we started in 1990.
No, not since I've been around. Yeah. People are like, huh?
I mean, it's still $48 to take our virtual training. And the certification is $60.
60. Yeah.
You know, if you do the, so it's you know, you can still get the hard copy manual with a DVD for like $29.
Yeah.
Or for $18, you can just download the whole thing, put it on your computer, has links to the video. So, you know, it's really about offering a service. And yet there are many certified practitioners out there who have learned BioTouch and actually need to supplement their income. You know, and we encourage people to do that.
We always have. To answer the question that you were bringing up, can they charge? If you're a staff member here, people just pay a donation and we volunteer. But we have always encouraged practitioners and certified practitioners to go out and to, market if that's what they want to do, into their communities. And some of them, well, let's just cite Eileen.
Yeah.
What she's done. Yeah.
BioTouch Dove Mountain. And she goes gangbusters.
Well, and she is our kind of our in-person...
In Tucson,
right? In Tucson, instructor. So you can come to the center, actually, and take her practitioner training.
Right. She just did a class this past weekend.
Right.
You know, and that's in-person training.
Yes.
We have Katie up in the White Mountains. Mm-hmm. White Mountains. We have Kai
in Chicago.
We have Michaela in Germany. I mean, we have...
The girls in Turkey. Fatos.
Yeah. And, people can do whatever they need to get BioTouch out there. You know, I've always been told from the beginning, oh, Paul, you need to put a price on this.
I know.
You know, and the higher the price, the more worth it's going to be.
More that people think you're worthy or something,
and
right?
And I'm always like, you know, it's like it never made sense to me.
Never made sense. And here we are trying, BioTouch is what? On many different ways. It is here to change. Be part of the paradigm change and thinking about our health differently, thinking about ourselves in relation to each other differently. You know, so many things that we've talked about. What is affluency? It has nothing to do with money,
right?
So, yeah, we're out here trying to be part of this new revolution that's happening.
So if you want to help in that, contact us.
Yeah.
You know, the greatest way you can help is to learn it.
Yeah.
If you have a few extra bucks sitting in your drawer or, you know, then any little bit helps us keep the doors open. We still have to pay the electric company and the internet
rent.
Company and the rent people, which goes up every year.
Right.
And prices go up and up and up, you know. And we just depend on, you know, people's goodness of their heart on what they feel is their fluency that they can share.
Yes.
And we never judge people. We don't keep track of how much you put into the basket or not, unless you need to write it off. That's
right.
Another thing we heal people from is the IRS.
Good.
You know, they can write this off as a tax deduction. But other than that, we don't really, you know, follow people around and go, oh, did you see them? They didn't leave anything.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's
we really walk the talk of what that says out there.
Yeah. So any way you can help the foundation stay open, if you want to give a gift of a membership to somebody, hey, we can send them a nice little card and you can give them the gift and they can get the manual delivered right to their email.
I've done that. It's a great gift.
Yeah. So again, the greatest volunteer is all of you.
Yep.
Donate your time. As we've said before, it takes 30 seconds of volunteer time to daily work on a loved one and they work on you. 30 seconds of volunteer time.
And what do I always say? Aren't you worth 30 seconds?
That's right. And imagine the revolution that would happen on a global level if we could get everybody to spend 30 seconds doing biotouch.
Just stop and do something, you
yes.
know?
Yes.
Stop and do biotouch.
So it's easy. It's just the two fingers lightly touching on the skin like a butterfly. That's all it is. There's not much more to it.
Not really. No.
And then we have numerous ways to learn it. Another thing that we offer free of charge, never really charge anybody, is our workshops that we do every month.
Yeah.
And this month we have addressing posture with Logan. And I'm going to meet with him today to go over his presentation.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and how can BioTouch help you with your posture and issues that you're having with particular posture?
Yes.
And that's how I got involved, was posture.
Oh, I know. That's true, isn't it?
Low back pain and a scoliosis in my spine.
Yep.
So that's one thing. We do that the last Thursday of every month, and then we post it on our website. All of those are there. There's over 60, 70 different...
Oh, my gosh, at least.
Yeah,
huh?
Different workshops that we've done in the past. So we offer those free of charge, too. Again, our next class will be a virtual one in May. Again, that's only $48. And you get the manual with the DVD. I mean, the manual, the e-book version. So you get links to the video. And then we take you through the whole program. So if you'd like to get certified, we do those a couple of times a year. Or you can do personal training. Bev's working with someone right now on personal training.
I'm so excited.
You can go out and be an ambassador and represent the organization. We give you rights, all trademark rights, to use all of
the
our
materials that we have, you know, really developed and created programs for the certified practitioners, guidelines.
All the way down to what colors you could use to help represent us.
Called a branding Bible.
We have everything. All the little tidbits you need. If you've never taught a class, we give you direct outlines on how to do it. So it's very easy. We're actually in the process now of setting up a little 30-minute presentation that if all you do is excited about BioTouch.
Right.
All you have to do is plug this in and share it with a group of people, and it'll have a little video of me presenting and some detailed information, and then you can just give your personal experience.
Yeah, we're trying to make it as easy and accessible and simple as we always say it is.
Yeah.
We're really trying to do that for everyone.
So please join us in sharing BioTouch with humanity. It's all real simple.
Yeah.
Just like the touch.
Right there.
There it is. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week because we're here every week volunteering our time on Mondays with Bev and Paul. All right. Thank you all.
Have a great week, everyone.
Days in and days out. Space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is BioTouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be. I know this to be true. It happens to me and you in the middle of the day. Energy just fades away. Down the line we realize we can re-energize, feeling better in the end with attention from a friend. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.